Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than eating circus peanuts without the circus.
Okay.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm in the den. Pip is not in the den. She's in her remote Pip pad, wherever the fuck that is.
That's a nice way to call Pip pad. You just thought of that on the spot, didn't you?
I most certainly did. The old Pip pad is really like a pad that they lay down in case she wets herself so she doesn't stain the rug.
I'm in the middle of the horde. That's the official name for my bat cave.
Yes,
horde.
The horde. So if you hear a loud crash, that's just it coming down around her, and she'll be dead.
And send help to uncover me.
Yes. Joe, he'll be here in an hour, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
It's ugly out there.
Yeah, it's not so hot in here. Anyway.
No, it's not good here either. But please, continue.
On the show tonight, a discussion of various scandals circulating about Donald Trump. I guess I don't know if we're going to get to this tonight, but might as well mention this at the top. One of Donald Trump's accusers, you know how the Trumpsters like to say, all those sexual assault women disappeared?
Oh, yeah,
they had a press conference. One of them had a press conference today with attorney Gloria Allred. So that hasn't disappeared, kids. Grab your pussies. It's going to get interesting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Nazi stuff. A girl kills herself online and it goes viral. A popular program many of us use has been hacked, and you're in danger if you don't know about this. Ringling Brothers going out of business after 146 years, and possibly Ann Jackson. We'll see how long Pip lasts, because Joe doesn't like to do Ann without Pip, and Pip is not here because she was here last week, and she doesn't like to do two in a row.
Quite enough.
You're like the Robin Quivers of this show. You know when like Robin was like on death's door, and like she would just call in every week?
No, I don't remember this.
It was a couple of years ago. She was, like, really ill. They didn't know if she was going to make it, so she couldn't be in studio. I think she had cancer. So she was, like...
I assure you I do not.
Well, actually, I don't think you should fucking assure us of anything.
No, my sinuses have always been a sad little unhappy part of my body.
As opposed to the rest of your body that's thrilled to be there.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying that that's thrilled to be here either, but the sinuses have been particularly bad, and I used to go to an allergist and go and get shots all the time, and I stopped doing that, and I'm thinking, you know what, maybe I have to go back.
Yeah, but why would you have allergies today? I mean, it's rainy out. Doesn't that tamp down the allergies?
No, oh, no, because if you have allergies to, say, mold, mildew, that kind of stuff, and let's face it, if you live in a horde, there are going to be dust mites.
Do you think that's part of the problem that you need to clean up?
Well, I think that it's that I have allergens every place I go.
I've never been to your house. I can only assume you live indoors. But
don't assume.
But I've never been to your house. But you describe it as a collection of stuff. To be polite, and you do have various cats running around, and you do have talked about your gardening a lot, so you've kind of inundated yourself with allergens.
Yeah, I do have some major vacuuming to do, apparently, but rain makes a lot of people's allergies worse, and between the rain, when the barometric pressure fluctuates so wildly, people with sinus problems, it puts them in hell.
Yeah, but you've been sick for a week.
Really busy with what I've got.
Yeah, but you've been sick for a week.
Yeah, I know.
And you're sick like every other week. Like if we were going to thin the herd, you'd be thin.
Oh my God, I should be very thin. As a matter of fact, I lost 5 pounds because I can't seem to eat anything.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, you know, as long
I want to lose it.
As long as it's not all in the boobs, you're good.
No, they still seem perky, so I think we're good.
Fantastic.
I can't figure out where it came off of, though. Yeah. Maybe one of my fingers is smaller. I don't know.
Nah, I don't know. So yeah, you got to figure this out.
I do.
Maybe you're allergic to smoke.
Well, I quit that, so it's not that either.
When did you quit that?
About a month ago.
You smoked last time you were here.
No, I didn't, did I?
Yeah, you did. You went outside to smoke. Absolutely.
Last time. Well, except for that time.
Bullshit, you haven't quit.
No, I did quit.
It's not quitting if you're still doing it.
I only have one place now that I do smoke, and that's actually your house.
What? Is it that stressful here?
No, it's just that there's sort of like little, when you develop little patterns,
uh-huh.
there's very many places, well, I won't smoke in the house, I won't smoke in the car, I can't smoke in anyone else's house, and you can't smoke outside most of the time because it's cold and there's no overhang over my house. So pretty much outside of your house was the last one.
Yeah, but you lost your smoking buddy a couple of years ago. Joe used to go out and smoke with you. He doesn't smoke
anymore.
Oh,
I know.
So, all right, no, so you know what? No, you're no longer allowed to smoke outside my house. How about that?
Done.
Good. That's it. You've quit before, though.
Yeah, no, I have many times.
Maybe that's why your body's reacting weirdly. It's trying to get healthy.
Maybe. It just said, oh, my God, where is it?
No, but that happens. You know, you start to get all, because your lungs start to clean out and everything. It affects your body.
Well, I smoke like one or two a day, so it's not really like it's this tremendous upheaval of air coming in now.
Yeah, but you've been smoking for a long time.
Yeah, probably.
You've been smoking a long time, so. Well, this is good. We wish you well.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed. Maybe you'll get healthier.
Well, there's one thing down. I have things to work on, but I, you know, one at a time, I'm working on them.
Things to work on.
Yeah, but right now, apparently the sinuses are not cooperating.
Yeah, it's got to be brutal. Got to be brutal.
Well, it was this week. It really was. It's like, and of course, you know, I'm at a new day job, and they're like, oh, there was a 3-day weekend, so of course they're like, oh. Taking the day off before the weekend, where are we? And oh, the day after. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm having a fucking party here.
Yeah, but they don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
They don't care. You don't have a record, a track record with them.
No, I don't. I know. So it's glorious.
You got to fight through that and not get other people sick.
Well, that's the other thing, is that I work close to people, so it's like I had to stay out. I can't be making other people sick.
Maybe you need a new doctor. Maybe you know what you might need to go to the gym and have like one of these coaches, like these workout people, just to get you healthy. You know, put you on a program where you're eating healthy and you're doing cardio and stuff like that, just to flip the script. Because whatever you've been doing since I've known you, not working.
I hear you. I know.
I know time is hard to find, but I think they have these like programs where it's just like 30 minutes a day, like 3 or 4 times a week where you go in and they put you on a circuit or something.
Oh, no, I'm sure that there are. I'm just not going to trust one of these gym monkeys to be my new life coach.
No, because what you're doing right now is working perfectly. Keep on conferring with the cat.
Well, yes, I mean,
not a life coach. Not a life coach, just to, you know, get you healthier. It's not a life coach. I'm not telling you how to, like, you know, manage your social your life and all the stressors. They're just telling you.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
No, they're just.
They don't get paid enough.
No, just to, you know, you cut out, you decrease the caffeine and, you get out and move.
Bite your tongue. Bite it. Bite it.
People who come off the caffeine, they say they feel, and the sugars, they feel a lot better. That's what they say. I don't. You know, do that stuff, but I don't drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, well, I don't drink as much coffee as I don't tell anybody, but I don't drink as much coffee as I let on, as I pretend to.
Okay, is that like breaking news or something?
No, but I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, if you like coffee, that you're like guzzling it 24/7.
How many coffees do you have a day?
Let's see, maybe 3.
See that, but that's a pretty steady diet of caffeine plus soda. You don't drink diet soda, which isn't good for you anyway. But you drink regular cola, which is filled with caffeine.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of. Do you eat chocolate at all?
Not really.
Okay, but I mean between the soda and the coffee, that's a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, it is.
It's not good for you.
Well, I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, it's not good for you.
Okay, Dr. Davin.
Well, I mean, I've done this stuff. I mean, you know, I've been on programs where I was eating healthier, and I was drinking a lot more water and cutting out like the sweets and everything. I never smoked, but cutting out stuff, and you do get more energy. You do feel better.
Oh no, I know. But. I know. I'm not ready to give up all the caffeine though.
Well, if you have more energy, you might not need caffeine.
Well. When it is hard. This magical energy.
What?
Stop with the caffeine.
Well, it is hard. It is hard to give up caffeine and smoking at the same time. That is difficult.
No, it's like if you only smoke one or two a day, you don't really miss it that much, honestly.
Okay, we'll see. Hope you're right. I hope there will be no more smoking for you.
Well, I hope so too. I never say never. In times of great stress, it is my crutch. But I've quit a number of times.
Maybe you should just masturbate more.
Okay, during work.
People do it, and they make money doing it.
How do you make money doing that?
Sure, you set up a little. You set up a little camera.
Nobody wants to watch this.
You don't know. You don't know.
Nobody wants to see this.
You put on a little show. You don't know. Everybody's got fetishes. You don't know.
I don't know. I think that would be like my last choice.
Well, but this could be the answer to all your problems because you'll have extra money, which is always a stressor.
That's always a stress reliever.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll have extra money.
Besides doing the stress reliever to get the money to be a stress reliever.
Right. You're going to be relieving stress. You won't be smoking and drinking caffeine because you're going to do this to release the tension. Plus, you're going to be getting a lot of positive attention from admirers.
I don't know about how positive that would be.
Sure.
The attention I'd be getting from the people I'd be getting attention from.
Sure. Well, I mean, if they're in your – you remember, I worked in the field for 2 hours. I know it from whence I speak.
Oh, yes, because now you're an expert.
I most certainly am. I was
how
in –
How does that whole job end?
Pardon the pun. Not doing it anymore. That was just, I think she realized that it was a stupid idea of hers.
Okay.
I mean, I really worked to try to make it successful for her.
Right.
You know, her vision. But at the end of the day, she's there for people to jerk off. I mean, really, that's the entertainment they're looking for.
Yeah, pretty much. I kind of wondered about why she thought people needed any other entertainment besides that. But
I think she felt like the longer the show before she has to, you know, get down to business, the more tips that come in. So she's making more money. Like some of these girls from research, they will they'll just be at it the whole time. Or they'll be at it and they'll pause, they'll be naked and chatting. But, like, she wanted to do – but then some of them have, like, lotteries and raffles and play music and all sorts of shit. I think she fancied –
Wait a minute. It sounds more like a shower than a peep show.
No, I mean, like, she wanted –
like, games and here's some bingo.
Yeah.
Here we're going to make a hat out of bows. I mean, what kind of show was it?
Her vision was, like, of a radio show.
Show has never involved diddling each other.
Well, not when we were live with the cameras.
No, not even without the... Wait a minute. Back up a step. Don't make it sound like it's changed.
Well, you know. Joe is always late out of respect for us. We appreciate that.
We needed our time alone.
We needed our quality time alone.
Who knew?
Everybody knows now. No, but she... But
Maybe
I,
that's why I'm getting sick all the time.
Yeah, it could be it. But she had like this whole idea, which quite frankly was fucking stupid. But
yes.
You know, but you can't say this ain't gonna work. You know, I just tried to mold it, and you know, I think I helped her with what she wanted. But then she might realize that it was really at the end of the day, they just want to see her fuck herself, and I wasn't necessary.
Well, wait a minute, for the couple. couple of people that don't know what we're talking about, is that you were sort of the audience was not supposed to know you were there, but you were one of the members of her, like, website,
yes,
porn can audience, but you were supposed to sort of keep the levity.
I was a cyber fluffer. I would try to fashion things in the way she wanted, try to get guys to tip. She gave me money to tip her, which encouraged other people to tip. And, yeah.
I think that it was a bad idea in the first place.
That was an awful idea. Awful idea. But, you know.
And also, because all awful ideas that have no support, the fact that your wife was not thrilled about this.
Well, she was better with it until it happened, as women often are.
What do you mean? Like it was okay in theory, but then when you were actually doing it, it was no good anymore?
Pretty much. Pretty freaking much.
But you weren't present, so there was nothing that could happen.
Right, but she didn't like the fact that, because I was only going to be on there for like 2 hours at a time. And she thought, like, I wouldn't see her naked. Because I didn't have to, you know, once she got to what they call in the industry, the cum show. Once they got to the cum show, I didn't need to be there anymore. But up until the point, like, she would get topless or naked, whatever. And the wife had a problem with that. I guess she thought a cam show was going to be fully clothed in a parka and a ski mask. I don't know.
Well, see, I think that's where my show went wrong.
Yes. So... Yeah.
Parka was adorable, but nobody was buying.
Yeah. But so the point is, there's money to be made.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that there is money to be made, but it's got to be money to be made by people who are going to, like, actually show the goods.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You could there are shows that where they are quote-unquote at work, and they are doing stuff to themselves.
Oh, my God, no.
Sure. Underneath the desk and everything. Now, I don't know if they're really at work, but that is
the... Well, can't really be.
I don't know. Listen, there's very liberal work policies throughout the world. Who's the judge?
You should see the stupid work policy that we got handed out. There's actually stuff in... There's actually a portion that says, and I'm paraphrasing, something about how... They are allowed to take a screenshot of your computer at any time to see what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
I understand that. They want to see that you're busy doing work. But they also said that if you are using any of your personal devices to log on using their
network,
wireless,
yeah,
that they're allowed to go and check those too.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what? Wow.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
That's a little much. My policy is, as long as you get your work done, I don't care what you do. You can go fuck yourself. You can fuck yourself while you're doing the work, just as long as the work gets done.
Not here, because you're not here. But, I mean, when we're all in Davinson, I think, anything going on under the table would be wildly distracting.
You know what, though? If there's a camera, it could mean more listeners/viewers.
God, I can't imagine doing that in any workspace. Did you want fries with that?
Well, I mean, pretty much. I mean, they take phone calls while they come. I mean, you know, whatever. It's all a fantasy.
Well, Lisa says in the bathroom stall, going to the bathroom to do things to make money in 10-minute increments at work.
No, you know, you got to be on for more than 10 minutes, Lisa. You know, they got to be able to find you. 10 minutes, you know, you need to be on there for a little while to get the money rolling in.
I would think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so that's not going to work.
You don't know. You don't know.
I can't imagine the people. I mean, all of it is, you know, a certain amount of imagination. I can't imagine that there's a lot of people that are able to do this at their real workspace.
You know, a lot of people work from home.
Well, yeah, and so they could do that at home.
You know what? If I'm your boss, and you are doing a good job, And we have a lot of quote unquote satisfied customers in our regular job. I don't care if you're satisfying customers in your side job.
Yeah.
Just get the shit done. I would be a lot more liberal with you and Joe fucking yourselves if shit was done properly the first time and didn't need my intervention. It's because I always have to intervene that I forbid you guys to fuck yourselves on the clock.
You always tell us to fuck ourselves.
No, I say go fuck yourself.
I know. Oh, you didn't mean stay. And
Yes.
Oh, so you mean elsewhere is fine.
Yes. If you guys improve. I am open to entertaining the ideas of you guys fucking yourselves while doing work. It's on you.
No,
it's on you.
It would be.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, that's it. You don't aim high. You know, this is we're in a faster world. You got to multitask. People have 2-3 jobs. You know, it's a different world, Pip.
Let me tell you something. There was I had an ex-boss, the wild one that I have referred to before, who was getting into some big money trouble because she was getting divorced, and she got a crappy lawyer, and so she was getting the brunt of all of the bad parts of the divorce. Was she admitted to me that she was thinking about doing phone sex, and so I knew that she was, you know, pretty much a slut burger on her private time anyway. So she would probably do fine with that, except I said, you know, that means that you're going to have to talk about stuff you're not comfortable with too, right? And she said, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, people who call phone sex lines don't just want to talk about, you know, stuff that you're comfortable with. They might want to talk about, like, threesomes or, you know, rape fantasy.
Listen, I'll cut to the chase.
No,
I'll cut to the chase. Nobody's calling phone sex for missionary.
Right, exactly. Well, not that she was that, you know, Miss Milktoast.
No, nobody's calling for phone sex when the girl and the other goes, yeah, I'm just gonna lay here. I'm not gonna say a word. You tell me. Nobody's calling for that service.
No, you
can call up a stranger for that.
Unless you have a humpback, I'm sure that there's somebody that could already provide that service.
They're
looking for something a little bit wilder, and so I said, "Are you prepared to talk about like all kinds of crazy shit?" And she was like, "Oh, I hadn't really thought about that." Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know phone sex was still a thing.
I guess it is. I mean, I guess it is, because every once in a while, if you're up really late at night, you see on TV, they talk about those party lines.
Yeah, I guess.
They still do that stuff.
I think I'm going to call a phone sex line from a payphone. I think that's what I'm going to do.
And just see what happens?
No, I want to do it from a payphone. I want to do two things, you know, from the late 80s. That's what I want to do.
From a payphone? All of a sudden, it snapped in. Where are you going to find a payphone?
I found one. There was one in a rest area in Maryland.
That's going to be hard. A hell of a drive, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're at other rest areas.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Yeah. I mean, when I lived at my parents' house, I used to have to walk several blocks away. This is before cell phones, but when there was pagers. Because, you know, my parents were very religious Orthodox, and I would want to talk to people on the Sabbath, mostly girls I liked.
Right.
So I would have to walk and leave the house and call from a stupid payphone. That's how much I sucked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was pretty pathetic. But
yeah,
I did it.
Pretty bad.
But when you like a girl and you want to talk to them and you can't do it from the house, because it's hard to whisper in the house.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they would go crazy if you were on the phone in the house, right?
Right, you know. So the whole thing was to not get caught. So I would walk, I don't know, maybe it's a mile, half mile, I don't know. It was a good distance to talk on the payphone, to return a page and set up, you know, whatever I was setting up. I don't know.
But that was devoted.
I guess.
I hope they knew how much work you went through.
I don't think they cared.
It was enough that you were on the phone and they were trying to figure out how to get rid of you. I mean, they were talking to you on the phone.
Yes. Hey, you know what? Hell unfriended me again.
Who did?
My ex-girlfriend, Hell. The one we do with
Hell.
Yeah.
She did again?
Again. And I told her, last time, like, you in front of me. I, well, she has a jealous boyfriend. I'm like, so we don't got to be friends. She's like, no, I'm going to keep you as a friend. And then I found out she did it again, and I messaged her, and she hasn't responded. She hasn't read it yet. I go, this is like a throwback from when we were dating, off again, on again. Forget this. I need this shit.
You know what, though? This is not a bad thing.
No, it's fine. But,
yeah.
You know, it's stupid.
It's bizarre.
It's stupid.
It's part of her pathology, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't, you know, it's fine. You know, she's not allowed to be friends with me. That's fine, I guess. I don't care.
Yeah, there are people that are like that. There was a guy that this was back in the 80s, that my friend used to date. And he would sometimes get nervous about us going out as a group because he thought that because we were going out as a bunch of girls, that we were all going to pick up other guys besides the ones that the girls were dating. And it's like, paranoid much?
Yeah, well, that's jealousy. I'm a jealous type. I get it.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. But I try to keep it in check.
Sorry?
I try to keep it in check because I realize the issue is my issue.
Yeah, a lot of people who have the, you know, jealousy gene don't realize it's themselves.
Oh, no. I realize, but I try to keep it in check, try not to let on, do what I do with all my issues and internalize it, because that's healthy.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I just eat all my stress away. That's working for me.
I'm not a stress eater. I'm just an eater. I don't really blame stress on it. I just like to eat. But yeah, I'm a very jealous, and I think that's because of my first long term relationship, because she drove me batshit. I think that's why I'm jealous. But yeah, I'm a jealous person, but I try to keep it in check.
I think that I can be, but it also depends on the behavior of the person. Like, if somebody's acting like they're they're not giving you a lot of attention, but then they seem to be giving attention to other people, it will make you crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I can be irrationally jealous. Like, shit that I know makes no sense to be jealous of.
Give me an example.
I don't know, jealous is always irrational.
Yeah.
But, all right, say you're with somebody and they're going out with their friends and you're at home. I'll be jealous, for instance.
Oh.
You know, it's stupid. I don't know. All sorts of things. I got all sorts of issues, kid.
No.
I am just the one who handles them the best.
out of the three of us, I think you are handling them the best. You're probably the healthiest.
Yeah. I'm very, very stable to the eye.
And we have to dig to find your imperfections.
Right. Well, I mean, the show is my therapy. I'm more open during the 3 hours of this show than at any point in my life. Because I don't talk.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true, because we all kind of just, like, let it all hang out here.
Yeah.
It's scary for our loved ones.
This is our safe space.
I know, and I hope that our loved ones... Well, Joe's girl listens, and that's to her own detriment. But, I mean, I think that our spouses, for the most part... don't listen as much, and that's probably just good for their own well-being.
Probably, yes. Joe has a different situation. So
he does.
So Joe can bitch about the soon-to-be ex, but not the current.
Right. And, you know, it's
But hey, that's what radio breaks are. That's what music breaks are for. Ha-ha!
We all found a loophole.
Well, certainly do. You guys actually talk quite a bit on the music breaks. I'm usually running around. You guys do like 3 minute therapy sessions on each other.
We do, kind of.
Yeah,
it's like mini sessions.
Yeah, you guys are like really trying to work through the issues if we don't have time for chit chat.
I know. It's like, oh wait, we didn't get to this. Okay, now quick, tell me what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Is all of anything buried upside down in your yard?
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, I am a person of few words for somebody who talks for a living.
You are, you are stable light.
What is that?
Well, you appear pretty stable.
Uh-huh.
And you talk a good game, But there's stuff under the surface with one digs.
Nah, it's all surface, baby. All surface.
No, there's stuff in there.
I don't know. I keep it together. I don't have outbursts.
No, for the most part, no.
I mean, I got family shit going on right now. Not my immediate, like my, I've people are having health issues that I don't discuss. I'm not one of these people that posts on Facebook thoughts and prayers.
I have been.
That's fine.
I have been that person, but
that's fine.
I don't really ask for prayers because I don't do that myself. So I'm not going to ask for what I'm not. Hey, you know what? I'll do this, but let me outsource it.
Yeah.
Facebook.
I mean, that's a reason why I don't do it too. But no, I keep a lot of shit to myself where it belongs. So when I have that fucking fit of rage, you fuckers can say you saw it coming because I said it right here.
it's pretty astronomical.
Yes.
If I do, I don't really. I mean, I'll have like moments where I'm like, talking loud or kind of like, what really pisses me off kind of moments on the radio. But nobody has ever. None of you guys have ever seen me, like, really lose my shit.
No, probably not.
No. Like yelling? No.
No, we've seen Joe, the three of us, we've seen Joe lose his shit more than anybody.
Yeah, but that was back when we had that moment of
There was a couple times where Joe has lost his shit.
Yeah. I mean, he admits that.
I'm not judging him. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You've probably seen me. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen me angry once or twice.
Yes.
You see me frustrated a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was directed at me. But
not always. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's Joe. Sometimes it's something unrelated.
Yeah, no, I know. I have seen you frustrated. You've seen me frustrated, too. You've seen me come in from, like, when I worked at the other day job, and I was miserable, so you've seen me frustrated, but never have like. It really takes me a lot to get to like nuclear. Oh my god, nuclear meltdown mode. But it when it happens, it's like, okay, clear the decks, run, batten things down.
Yeah, I haven't seen that out of you, but I don't really provoke you.
No. It takes a lot to provoke me to that point.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't really rely on me for anything. Like there is nothing like I am. Providing for your life that you need, so that makes
baby, you just don't know.
well, then I am failing miserably.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's see. Hey, remember I told you about the bar mitzvah that I went to last week?
Oh yeah.
Little epilogue. Want a little epilogue?
Tell me.
So they had 100 boys at the bar mitzvah. That's a lot of boys.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of 12 to 13, 14-year-old boys. That's a lot of boys.
That's a lot of young testosterone energy. Oh, God.
And there was room for them to roam. They could go from room to room.
Uh-oh.
For $500, the people who were throwing it could have hired an off-duty cop to work security.
Yes, they should have done.
They didn't. They didn't do that. So the boys broke
one. What did this whole tribe of boys, and I'm using that term on purpose, do?
They broke wine glasses.
Oh, no.
They broke the radiator in the bathroom.
What?
All the centerpieces for the tables, which were made out of wood. So the venue wound up calling the people who threw it and told them they had to pay for the damage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Maybe you don't need four dancers for the fucking DJ. Maybe get one off-duty cop. Just saying.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you can't have 100 boys in one place unless it's a refugee camp.
but where are the parents?
Well, no, they're unsupervised.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is that don't parents usually supervise kids?
No, but the parents aren't there. The parent, because these are classmates of the bar mitzvah boy and teammates.
Oh, I see.
So you don't invite their parents. These are friends of the kid of the bar mitzvah boy. And they knew a couple of them were troublemakers, but you kind of have to invite them because you kind of have to invite everybody from the team, I guess. So,
yeah.
So
I can't believe that they were doing things like that, though. Oh, by the way, Lisa is a terrible person like us because she says here in the chat it was a pedophile's dream.
Who's a pedophile's dream?
100 boys on the loose.
Oh, Lisa. Yes and no, Lisa.
Terrible thing.
Yes and no. Because they had a lot of energy, so it might be hard to catch them. But you don't want to line there like a stiff either. I think the boys had to dial it down a notch to be a real pedophile's dream.
Well, she said instead of security, you could have had just one scantily clad girl.
But I said that last week there were scantily clad girls.
Yeah, there were plenty, actually.
Yeah, a bunch of young-looking whores.
Yeah, but you know that's interesting that they were chased after them. They were chasing after the centerpieces.
Well, what are they, Trump? They're not going to rape them.
No, I don't mean that. But I mean, you know, they were breaking the centerpieces instead of, like, trying to... Well, I mean, they're 13. Maybe they're not ready for alive girls.
You know what? I'll take breaking centerpieces over a gang rape any day of the week.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Unless, of course, I want to run for president, then, I don't know, maybe it adds. I don't know.
Well, if you want to run for president, there's no contest.
No. I have a feeling this show might disqualify me, but then again, maybe not.
I know. I'm thinking there's no way I could ever run for public office either because, too many skeletons.
Yeah, I don't think it matters anymore. Also, I forgot to bring this up last week about the bar mitzvah. The wife actually pointed this out. There was a woman wearing knee highs, but her skirt did not go down to her knees.
Now, wait, was this an older woman or a younger woman?
Well, I mean, it's not, no, like 40s, 50s, 60s, I don't know, something like that.
Oh, God, no, I meant like it wasn't like somebody's boobie who just didn't know better or like a little girl. This is like
yeah, but, I mean,
a woman.
A bubby's not wearing a skirt above her knees, is she?
No, I would hope not.
No. So you got this woman parading around there with knee highs and a skirt above the knees.
No.
Yeah, that was kind of the wife's take on it. I don't think it hit me with the same gravitational force that it hit you with. I think it hits another woman a lot more than it hits me. But it was certainly fun to look at.
I think it's a woman's thing because everybody knows, honey, that's not how you do it. The knee highs are for when you're wearing slacks. You're not supposed to actually wear that so that anybody can see that you're only wearing them up to your knee. And then the skirt doesn't cover. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So.
You know, it's like if somebody's wearing if somebody was wearing a long skirt and there's a slit up the side and they forgot. So you can catch a look and you see they're wearing knee highs. I can give, all right, you know what? So you messed up a little bit on your whole ensemble there. I can get that, but like, it's pretty funny. At least the same picture of Minnie with knee highs. That's even funnier.
Well, I mean, it wasn't much shorter than that.
Oh my God, that's just really funny. Well, but people make those kind of faux pas and don't know that they're looking silly is kind of amusing.
Apparently.
Well, I know that I was the one that had made the faux pas at this one shower that I went to with my friend from work. I wore this dress, and it was, like, bright pink, and I thought because this bridal shower was being held on the beach that it was going to be, you know, like, more beachy wear kind of thing, and it was starting in the late afternoon to go into the evening, but I thought that, you know, that would be appropriate. No, apparently everybody else got the memo to wear very dark clothing, so I stuck out like a sore thumb the whole time. And I saw this one woman give me the look, the up and down really slowly look.
Oh.
Oh, that's so brutal.
Poor thing.
You don't get that a lot.
Nobody looks at me. I get them looking away. The last time that it was brought to my attention that I was being checked out was years ago when I was dating my wife and we went to a diner on Route 4. I believe it was called the Forum. Not there.
I remember the Forum.
Yeah. And I think I walked up to pay the bill and supposedly a bunch of gay guys were checking me out up and down.
Good for you.
I guess. I guess my milkshake brought all the boys to the yard. I don't know.
You were like a mini cub.
I was young and supple.
They must have seen something they liked.
Apparently, my girlfriend, wife now, thought it was just the greatest thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would be very pleased if a bunch of gay guys were checking out my hubby.
Oh, okay.
Well, that means that, you know, he's got the goods.
Oh, okay. as opposed to a bunch of women checking him out?
That would be good, too.
Okay. See, I don't think anybody checks me out anymore. I don't notice. I'm oblivious.
I noticed that a new person that I met at the day job was staring quite a few inches below my face while talking.
Nice.
While I was talking to two different new people to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, they don't stare at my boobs either.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's not quite the thrill that people expect that it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know if people are checking me out, but I don't think they are. I don't wear mini skirts. I don't know.
No, I know, and you haven't for a while, and I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I just might not have the fuckable vibe. That could be it. I don't know.
I don't think that I do either. I think that I just look like, you know, somebody's mom. Mom who sells Avon.
We'll rename the show The Unfuckables.
What?
We'll rename the show The Unfuckables.
Yeah, that'll get a lot of play.
Sure, why not?
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't know. I have no idea. No idea.
You don't catch somebody, like, you know, out of the corner of your eye, or if you're talking to one person, you look at the other person, you see them, you know, checking out the package?
No, not a while.
Hmm. I think that you're just probably not looking for it anymore because you're not hoping for, signals.
No, I think it's just because I don't want to deal with human beings.
So you're not looking at them in the eyes, so you don't see where their eyes are going.
No, I think I give off the vibe of stay away.
That probably is enough.
I hope so.
Stay away. Leave me the hell alone. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I don't need any more complications in my life.
No, I don't either. And I certainly don't want... It's kind of like, ew, when you notice that somebody at work is looking at places where they shouldn't be looking. But it's like, ugh, their boobs. Move along.
You know what? If I worked in an office environment, somebody would check me out. I feel confident.
Of course they would.
I feel confident. Might be an office environment with all dudes, but somebody's checking me out.
I have to tell you a conversation that was going on between two people at work that I really, according to the manual, I should not have been having this conversation with them, but I did anyway, because I can't help myself.
Right.
I walked into an office. I was staying there a little bit later, and there's sort of like a, not a night shift, but there's like a certain portion of the office that works later than everybody else. And there was a meeting going on down the hall, which was getting a little noisy, and I went into this one office that is partially open, but I had to open the door to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one person who I'll just call him George, that I see when I'm leaving a lot, and we, you know, just have a little chit-chat.
Mm-hmm.
And George is talking to this girl that's there only when this one particular meeting goes on. So they're talking. He's sitting at his desk, and she's standing behind his monitor, and she's holding on to, he's got these little plush toys.
Right.
That they're kind of like Nerf material that sit on top of his monitor. And so she's holding one of them, and it's not exactly phallic-shaped, but you could go there.
Okay.
So she's got this in her hand, and I go, hi. And they both turn to me and go, hi, you know, I'm going to put something on somebody else's desk. And she goes, I'm playing with George's toy.
Huh.
So I just kind of looked at them both and said, uh-huh. And I had a little smirk on my face, which they knew I was being naughty.
She was trying to be provocative.
I think she was, but
no adult says I'm playing with somebody else's toy unless they're trying to be provocative.
I think, well, I thought so too, so I went with that. And so I smirked, like, uh-huh, and then I walked past him, and I said, oh, it's red, because it happened to be red.
Right.
And she said, she was grabbing it, and she was, it looked like she was trying to stick it back onto the top of the monitor, and she goes, it won't stay up. So he had to say to her, well, that sounds like a problem. You're telling me that you can't keep it up? So she goes, here, you try. And I said, what, so now you want me to help you keep it up? Now, then, meanwhile, George's face is getting bright red. But
like
he's
the toy.
Enjoying this.
Yes.
So she says, oh, and so then she tries, she gets nervous, and she tries one more time to stick it to the top of the monitor, and it flies out of her hand and straight into his lap.
Nice.
And I said, oh, look, it just flopped into his lap now.
She should have bobbed for it like it was an apple.
If only. And I just started laughing at them both. I said, okay, my work here is done. I just walk into rooms, cause trouble, and leave. But so, it's like, had, and they were obviously enjoying the conversation, the way it was going. But I thought about it, and we just got these new handbooks, and there's all this stuff about sexual harassment and the kinds of conversations you're not supposed to have, and I just broke all the rules.
See, I would have, I always cut to the chase because I got things to do. I would have just,
yeah.
I would have just said she should stick it up her ass, and I would have kept on walking.
No, you wouldn't.
I most certainly would have, but this is why I don't work in an office environment anymore.
This is why you've been banned from working in office environments, you mean?
I'm a bad influence. Girls like, when I used to work in offices, girls liked to flirt with me. I do remember that. It was a long time ago.
That's still how it works.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was a girl, like, when I was a paralegal, there was a good-looking girl at the court, the Brooklyn court, who, because I had to go there, like, several times a week to drop off paperwork, file shit, you know, from the attorney. A pretty girl who wanted to do unspeakable things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I had a girlfriend.
You actually said this?
Yes.
Ooh.
And also, an African-American lesbian was into me, too.
Really?
Yeah, but I had my girlfriend, my wife now, so I didn't do anything. But yeah, this is a long time ago. There was a time where I was engaging. Not so much anymore.
No, you know what? There is definitely a certain amount of, depending on who the people are and, you know, if they're the kind of people who can, you know, flirt or, you know, do double entendres and joke like that, but they know that everything is a joke, so it's like it's all cool.
I don't know. I mean, the girl at the court told me, now that I'm remembering this, you know, my memory sucks, but she told me one time that she had a dream that I fucked her on the photocopy machine.
Yeah, that's not just flirting and double entendre. That was just like out and out fuck me on top of the copier talk.
No, but then the summer ended and I had to go to law school. So that was that.
Oh! Obvious. Interrupt us.
But see, this is it's good that I don't come in contact with human beings anymore. It's good that I'm secluded here.
I know. It's, well, see, this is actually my problem, too, is because I do come in contact with human beings. I know better that I'm not supposed to talk like this. But the thing is that we're human beings, and it's an office, and God, isn't it dull?
Yes.
We all joke around like this.
Yes. Yes. Which is another reason why I would get jealous.
Oh, see, but it's all completely, like, a joke.
Yeah, it all starts that way.
I told Mr. Helix about all this, and I introduced him to George.
Oh, see, that's good that you—that's good that you tell, because I figure I'm not saying anything, because this is just going to cause an argument, and I will just fucking internalize all of this, because it means nothing to me, and I don't feel like arguing.
Oh, see, now Mr. Helix knows that I talk, you know, like one of those like Mae West kind of broads at work, and I don't mean any of it. It's just all, you know, talk to make the day go better. And you know, it's like if I have somebody that I can have conversations like that with, and we all know we're joking, it just passes the day, and he's totally cool with it. He knows that I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I just don't want to have conversations. So again. And it's just the less talking I have to do, unless I'm getting paid, the better, really.
Well, it's really ironic that most of the time that I'm around you, though, we are gabbing nonstop.
Yeah, but you and I clicked from day one.
Yeah.
And immediately I introduced you to my girlfriend. Like
immediately, no, you were totally above board. And hey, you know, I have a girlfriend. She's meeting me outside. You want to meet her? And I, you know, it's like I knew right from the get go that this is cool. We are pals.
Right.
You have a girlfriend, and we've never had a problem.
Right. Right.
And she's never had a problem with me.
No, she adores you.
Like, what?
She adores you.
Well, and mutual, because we have mutual respect, and she knows that I would never, like, go for her man,
yeah.
As if you would take
You me. Understand how unfuckable I am, and that's what makes the relationship work.
That's why it works.
It most certainly does. You're from day one, you have understood I am completely unfuckable. So we got that tension out of the way, and, you know.
And I didn't even have a boyfriend at the time, and you immediately saw me and said, totally unfuckable.
I did not say that about you.
You didn't.
I did not.
Should have.
I said, wow, her jokes need help.
She better get fuckable soon because those jokes are bad.
I hope this teacher can work wonders. No. No.
No. Yeah, no.
No.
Not one.
She
no.
couldn't. But anyway.
No.
So that's how we met. So
yeah,
I was thinking of get your opinion on it. Not that it really fucking matters, to be honest, on this particular thing, but I still like your feeling on it.
Okay,
that's a really rude thing to do. I'm gonna say something and I don't give a shit what you say, but comment anyway. What an asshole.
You know what though? Yeah, I appreciate that you're honest about it, because a lot of times girls will say, can I get your opinion on something? And, you know, no matter what I say, they're going to do whatever they want to do anyway.
Right.
Like, it's refreshing if somebody say, I'm really going to do whatever I want, but I want to hear what you say anyway.
Well, normally, I value your opinion. I ask your opinion on things, but this has nothing really to do with you. It doesn't really, this is just about me taking on another project. Speaking of projects, Joe's making his way down here. So
oh,
Joe
cool.
will settle in a few minutes, scoping the place like his fucking headshot. Okay. I like that. That's one of the best headshots I've ever seen. It's got to be from 1985. Joe looked young and virile, but it's a good headshot. Looks like he's breaking out of a place. And he's got his little thievery cap on. So Joe is settling in.
Fun.
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
I like that headshot.
Hey, pal.
Hi. How's Pip? How you feeling, sweetie?
Oh, it's a long story.
Yeah. Usually
and,
is.
Yeah. And if you got here on time, you would have heard it.
I'm sorry. I was sitting on the Tappan Zee Bridge in traffic in the pouring rain.
Don't they let you out early anymore?
I got out early.
Really?
Yeah, traffic failed. I tried to explain to traffic that I had a show to do. They didn't seem to care.
They cared. Like, let's stop here. Yeah. All right, well, I'm glad Joe's here, too.
I gave you that outstanding one-finger salute.
Yeah, funny.
Oh, that reminds me. Do I have that? Oh, fuck. Anyway. That
stupid.
Of course, we got Joe here. Good, the insults have picked up. It was almost an hour in. It was a pleasant show, but Joe's here. That'll end. So, I was thinking of adding to my schedule a one-hour show. It has nothing to do with this show. One-hour radio show, just me, because I think I got to learn how to do this by myself. I think it'll make me better at this with people as well. Left of center.
I like the left with people. How I can cohabitate with the human race.
Again, if you were here, you would have heard me say, I don't do that well. So, we just talked about that for 20 minutes.
All right.
But I was thinking of doing like a show about current events and politics left of center. What do you think? All right.
I don't think that that's a bad idea. But, you know, what do you think? Doing an hour?
Yeah, just an hour once a week. I would set a time, you know, during the day, hopefully. I don't know what's good for people to listen to. And then I would just throw it up on as a podcast, but just to do that. Because a lot of people like to participate on my Facebook page.
Right.
But this would be, instead of fucking people typing on Facebook, I would say controversial things. It would, you know, I always try to be balanced, but I wouldn't have somebody calling me stupid in my ear. Well, at least not somebody sitting next to
me. Well, it's this show.
Well, exactly.
Get away from this format.
That's what I'm saying.
We're getting away from this format.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're proving your case.
So, just a one-hour show. Look, I think. First of all, what do you think of the name Left of Center?
That's good.
Like the name?
I like that.
So you like the idea?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I do. You would have to think about how you're going to break it up, you know, because it's
35 minutes of music.
Yeah.
An hour show, 35 minutes of music.
Yeah, at least that much. No, you're gonna need to have like musical breaks or have something that you could like maybe something recorded that you could throw in here and there that's also talking or also on topic. But you know, I'm not like trying to produce for you. I'm just saying that
that'd be a first.
Have other things, because you wouldn't be able to talk for that long of a period of time in a row, at least at first.
No, absolutely. But I think it would get me better at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could do some interviews and stuff like that. But I think what do you think? Like Thursday mornings at like 11 a.m. is that a good time for something?
Yeah, I mean, especially if somehow you can hook it up with maybe your Facebook page, because then people like you know like even like Facebook going live kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll talk more Facebook.
I would do something in a visual element.
Then I have to get dressed.
Jesus Christ Almighty!
What like we used to do with the green screen? Or?
Yeah, you gotta. We even should start doing some of the visual. You talk for a living, stupid.
Barely.
Visual element here. That was my suggestion lately. However, if you're going to, you know, my suggestion is this: look, we're discussing it here. You know, that remains to be seen if we're going to do it. But you know, if you're going to do something and step out of the box, try to do a visual element. Everybody, you know, you always
here's the concern with the visual element. It's more technology I have to run. Now, when we did it here, Pip felt inhibited. Pip was not ideally comfortable. And to do it properly with the green screen, we all had to sit next to each other.
Stop right there. We were all, clumped together like kittens. However.
Kittens are adorable.
I know.
However, if we were kittens, we'd be living with Pip right now.
True.
Come on over, kitties.
Oh. However, because it's just you, simple green screen, little backdrop, you're done.
That shit again.
You know,
I guess.
You're done. You
don't even need that anymore. You don't even need that. You could just fight. You don't have to throw anything up anymore. People just go up and they talk.
Yeah, but you want to do you want to do a ham and egg presentation? You want to do it right?
I'm really just trying to do it. I hadn't even thought about the visual. Just to get in the practice of talking without having to rely on bouncing things off you or Pip or somebody else. You know, it's a different skill set.
I know. Also, you might want to get we all want to. Maybe get a TV element eventually in our careers, so you might want to get used to.
I know a lot of people do. Oh. I mean, I wouldn't like mind doing comedy on TV.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd like to probably when I get settled into my new place, whenever that'll be, I'd like to do the Dick Eldorado show, almost something to that format.
Anything to cross dress.
Maybe a 30. Yeah, no, Dick Eldorado's a cross dress.
He's close.
No, he's not. He's not. He's a cowboy.
He's flamboyant.
No, that would be Joseph.
Was that another character?
Yes, Joseph and my dog Armani. Joseph is a designer, and he's planning. He's a wedding planner.
You got a full cast up in your head, don't you?
Yeah. A lot of room for him. Very spacious up there. I mean, we could just lay out and lounge around.
I have a feeling Donald Trump should turn off Saturday Night Live and just put a fucking telescope into your fucking head. I think I'll like that show a lot better.
I'd be on staff. I'd be in cabinet.
Well, I don't think, you know, I guess I could do, like, the Facebook
it's
Live.
It's like I said, it's just a suggestion, you know, I mean, but I would go, you know, if you're going to do, look, if you're going to, I'm going to do something, I want to do it, I would,
I'm
as a suggestion.
Solo album.
But, you know, I would, you know, I would do what, I would try to go with a visual element.
Do you like the idea of politics and current events?
I don't know if you're going to get bored with talking about politics. Is it going to be every day?
No, once a week.
I don't know if you're going to get bored about talking with politics straight through for an hour.
Well, I'm going to do that, Kurt, but that seems to be where the marketability is. I mean,
I'd like to do well.
And Trump is going to give us a lot of material. He's the gift that keeps on giving.
I think that you do like to talk about politics and the idea of being able to talk about it as, like, you know, with a bit of authority means that you'd be able to speak about it just by yourself. But also,
I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't hear how wrong I am immediately.
Well, yeah. But,
The other thing is that
if you were able to do this by yourself, I think, like, breaking into it slowly, like try a couple of the Facebook Live moments and see how you feel.
I probably could do it Facebook Live.
Yeah, I would try that first. And then, you know, if you want to maybe make it part on the website, but you have a built-in audience right away when you're doing it on Facebook.
Facebook Live is a very good idea, Pip, because the feedback would be almost instantaneous. With that in mind,
they go fuck yourselves and come flying, just like on Tuesday nights.
whether you get a pat on the back or a kick in the ass, you have to address that constantly.
Right.
Now, this is almost going to be like where we were doing the show. You know, it's different but the same. Let me throw this out. Where we were doing the show for Bob Levy, where you had to be interactive with Bob's fans.
Right.
Which we could, as Dabbins, then we had a problem doing with three people. With one person, you might, you know,
I'd be relying on it.
You're going to have to rely on it. You're going to have to get used to it. But it's a good idea. It is what, you know, it's, I think it's a better platform. I agree with Pip. But with that better platform, you are getting the feedback. And where you could stop it if somebody says, it's almost like with the chat. If Trucker Tommy says something, you know, Tom says this, and then we go back to Tom. This would be more of a point of a debate.
I would have to see if I could still, because I want to broadcast it on our network. And that way I can record it and podcast it, too. So I got to see if I can. I'm sure I could.
Video element, me personally, I think the video element is an important thing. If you're going to do this, I would do a video element.
All right, well, I asked Joe to whip me up a little intro song. So give me your take here, Pip. Honest opinion of this is an intro. I really didn't give Joe much instruction. I go, give me a heavy riff. I really didn't get too much into it. So this is Joe's heavy riff. Tell me what you think. You can't hear it. Never mind.
Whatever it was good.
I can't.
Oh, no. No, I can't.
This show and Davin's show is off to a rousing start.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to shut off our mics. I'm going to do it again so it'll be louder. What do you think, Pip? Did you hear that?
I heard nothing. I'm sorry. No, the technology is underwhelmed by your attempt. Sorry.
The attempt was fucking fine. The show's meant for people that are here, stupid.
He takes criticism well. This will be good on his show.
Really? That's what it's all about, baby. You're fucking antagonistic. I've seen your Facebook page, mister. Nobody's wishing each other well on your fucking page.
Especially with JJ.
Oh, my God. The two of you. Holy shit.
He called me a hack.
No, if you're saying the line was hacked, then you launch into his personal life, and he fucking sunk his fangs into yours.
I didn't read it.
You're not going to be pleased.
I never am.
Well, then you'll be status quo.
We were going to tell him, oh, well, we could discuss it when you're at Governor's. Oh, you'll never be there.
I thought there was new ownership.
Yeah, he'll never be there.
Why?
Because they hate him.
The new ownership hates him?
Yeah, he's horrible. He's a hack. He's terrible.
Okay. Will I ever be there?
Well, we'll see.
They don't even know me.
Oh, they hate him. He had him go up. He insisted going up, like, I think maybe half a year ago, went up and bombed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That happens. He works.
Yes.
No, he works all over the place. Works all over the world. I don't know. That just Long
not,
Island crap.
Just not at Levittown.
Listen, many careers have survived being banned from Levittown.
I'm sure.
I think he'll be fine. But yeah, you shouldn't look at your page.
I'll look.
He commented last night. You guys just... It's very brutal over there. very brutal on Joe's Facebook page. It's a different world over there.
I know. No, they just go straight for the jugular.
It's a pretty awful place to exist.
There was one guy... There was one guy that late JJ said something, and this one guy told him he's a failure and he'll probably die alone in a motel room in Nebraska doing a one-nighter.
My gosh.
Ow!
It's not a nice place over in Joe's Facebook world.
No, apparently not.
No. All right, so I guess before we
nonetheless,
I don't get involved when shit gets that personal. It never gets that personal with me. I don't get involved in that shit. Once people start acting like real assholes, I just ignore them, and that's the end of that. I find it works well. But Joe and JJ have a different tact, and that's fine, too. Just fucking despicable human beings towards each other. You probably should not read that post.
No.
It was very personal and very mean. But in his defense, you kind of fucking deserved it, because you attacked him.
He's stupid. I'll fucking rip him apart.
Yeah, you're kind of falling back on the same thing, though. You got to mix it up a little bit. Like, the first time I heard you do the cab thing, I even private messaged you. Well, that's fucking funny. But now that's your go-to. It's your crutch. It's lost its luster.
Well, then I told him, I go driving a cab or banging on a drum walking in a straight line.
I did see you had that.
I freshened it up.
All right, you're writing a year later. You workshop some insults. But anyway, I digress. Hey, should we do an update on our racist rabbi?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. Do I have to recap the story, or?
No, I think everybody who needs to know knows.
Yeah, the rest of you go fuck yourselves. Right. If you haven't been listening to the show for 5 years, you have no one to blame but yourselves. So, a comic friend had the rabbi officiate his mother's funeral last year.
Right.
I told you guys this.
Yes.
He said he would get him a good deal on a plot and a headstone. I like how they're fucking, they're wheeling and dealing like something fell off the back of a truck.
Yeah.
That's a fucking plot, stupid. So, in Judaism, a year after somebody dies, you have a ceremony called the unveiling where you reveal the deceased headstone.
Right.
They don't have it right away.
Ta-da! It was like that, the villain. Ta-da!
Yeah, it's not that joyous.
Yeah.
Somebody died.
I know, but it's just the unveiling. Ta-da!
No, we got it.
Yep.
This isn't your Facebook page. You have to be so hateful. Joe's being insensitive.
We're waiting for the unveiling of Moish. Ta-da! Sorry.
It'd really be something if they came back to fucking life. That'd be unveiling. Like, it was like a 50-50 shot.
Is there like a little blanket over it?
Yeah.
You just look there. Ta-da!
Nobody goes to ta, because it's a summer fucking thing.
Oh, ta-da.
Yeah, like that. That's how they say ta. Very subdued. But that'd be cool. Like
you just ripped me apart. No, but no, not a bad idea, though.
I'm taking it to the next level. If there was like another added dimension to it,
right?
Like if there was a 50-50 shot,
right,
or even a 10% shot, that when you unveil it, somebody springs out and they actually come back to life. That would make the unveiling awesome. Well, you know, because you're on pins and needles for a fucking year.
Yeah, right.
You know, they may come back.
Will they come
again.
Back? Or will
you? You know, are they going to be happy with the funeral if they come back? Are they going to be bitching? Are they going to be happy?
Oh, they probably built the casket was bronze. And then,
well, not with the Jews. The Jews, it's a pine box.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Jews, it's always a pine box in the ground 24 hours later.
Right.
We don't dick around with that shit. There's no lying in state. Yeah. We don't have patience for shit
like an Italian funeral, like day three.
The black people, they'll stuff you and have you around for 6 months.
Oh, they'll bring you on tour.
Yeah, exactly.
You will.
You'll be playing Coachella.
Yeah.
But, so the unveiling is not quite as joyous as Joe makes it out, but, you know, your mileage may vary. So my friend paid in advance for his mother's headstone, paid the rabbi in advance for his mother's headstone. The unveiling's in a couple of weeks away, and the headstone's not even been worked on yet.
What?
No.
They had a year.
Well.
It's like a project here.
Except there's not a me fucking yelling at the rabbi to get his shit together. So the rabbi. Once again, this is another situation.
Who's
where I need
who's
to
making the, who's doing the headstone, Donnie?
Oh, wow. Hey, Joe, how's those fucking spreadsheets on sponsors coming?
I got a day job. Sorry.
So does Donnie.
Yeah.
So does the rabbi. He has to give bad spiritual advice. So the rabbi's like, do you want your money back? I don't think this is a money back situation. He wants.
Do you want your money back? It's a little late for that.
Yeah, you got to get the headstone.
Yeah.
After a year, that's what he says?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Man, this guy is the biggest loser.
Yeah, but wait, there's more. We have more rabbi stories. So my daughter is still friends with a couple of the girls that go to that school, the Hebrew school. So they're still friends. So they went over there around Hanukkah, and the younger one goes, how come you're not going to, how come you're not in Hebrew school anymore? And my wife's like, well, you know, we're busy. We have other things. And the girl goes, is there anything more important than culture? That had to come from the rabbi. The rabbi had to be fucking priming the fucking pump on that shit.
Is there any more? How old was that little girl?
Girl's nine.
All right. A nine-year-old girl's not going to dream that phrase up by herself.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, I want to play Pokemon is more like it.
Yeah.
You know? That's the father.
No, that's the rabbi.
The rabbi, yeah. What's more important than culture?
And now,
what's more important than getting a headstone ready when it's supposed to be?
And now for
one.
You got her approval.
Right on.
There you go. You get a gold star.
I hope so.
He does.
It'll be a Jewish one. That's a rabbi story.
It might take a year to make it, but it'll get done. Now for the number three of the trifecta of our racist rabbi.
And there's more.
And then we'll take our break. So the rabbi calls the same friend to do his annual event that I did for him years ago, which is when I learned he was a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend did the event before through an agency, which I work for. As we established long ago, this rabbi has a compulsion to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he lied, in fact, when he told the agency I work for less than I did. Remember that whole conversation?
Yeah.
So the rabbi calls my friend to do the event again. My friend agrees, but says, whatever amount is agreed upon, we need to add $50 so I can send a check to the agency. So, you know, because the rabbi's trying to work around the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And the comic is like, fine, you know, we'll work around the agency, but we need to add $50 so I can pay.
To throw a commission. Well, you're doing, here's your commission,
right.
And they go away.
Right.
Yeah, right, I know.
To do business above board. After getting in trouble for not being above
board. Right. You give them what the fee is, and yeah, they go away.
Like the agency ever took $50, but whatever.
They usually take 35. 50's kind of generous.
No. But you know, the agency doesn't have to do any work. So the rabbi says, don't worry about it. I'll send the agency a letter on our stationery saying that you're doing a good deed and you're doing the gig for free.
Oh, no.
For 50 fucking bucks.
Wow. He just doesn't give a shit anymore, does he?
He's the stereotype of fucking money-grubbing Jew.
Oh, my God. But he did say he'll give money back, which is kind of odd.
Well, yeah, it's not his money.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that? 50 fucking bucks. I'll put it on our stationery and just lie again. He cannot help himself.
No, it just seems like he really can't.
I'm still raised about the headstone.
Would you like to add to it before we
But it's like, I'll give you that. But that's not the point, you know? So what are they going to do with the headstone? Go, to be continued?
Maybe they'll have a fucking a blanket over you and you'll go ta-da. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's in a couple of weeks.
What, some cardboard and a Sharpie?
Well, maybe. That'll probably save you some money.
Oh, God.
To push the unveiling. Now, what happens if you push the unveiling past a year? Moses hits the roof, or what happens?
Yeah, again, you're asking the wrong Jew.
I don't know. You were raised Jewish faith by an Orthodox parent. You don't know?
You saw how well that took.
Yeah. You didn't listen to anything during those times?
Do you think that there's some kind of rating system for rabbis? Like
Yelp? Kvetch.
Yeah, can you Yelp him?
It's Kvetch. It's a website for Jews. You go Kvetch.
Right. You get 10 Jewish stars, you know. 10, you know, four out of 10 Jewish stars.
Every complaint starts with, first of all.
First of
all. Because you know there's a list of shit they don't like.
First of all. I don't want to complain.
But I'm about to.
Yeah.
You know, Kvetch would take off.
Kvetch would take off.
Yeah.
It totally would. It would be hilarious.
Oh, God, I love them all, but I work with Jewish women all day long. I never complain, but I just want, that's a good one. I never complain.
There should be a rabbi rating system.
Yeah.
There should be, because he should get Joe some stars. Not those kind of stars, but he should get, you know, some demerits.
It's not your religion. There's no demerits.
No, I know. Well, that's not a religious thing either.
Yeah, I thought it was in a Catholic school thing. You get demerits?
No, it's not like we don't get a report card from God.
No, but you do from a nun.
No, demerits are just a school thing. They do that in private schools, too.
I never got a demerit in private.
It's not religious.
Never got a demerit in public school.
No, because they don't do it in public school.
As well, they shouldn't.
Never got a demerit.
That's good.
But it's not religious.
Yes.
All right, fine. All right. We'll play. We'll take our break. On the break, some new music from Valentine with the song Summer and Nobi with Level Up. You can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Don't go anywhere. More show.